Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. The table has been raised. The table has been raised. The studio table is 6 feet taller. Table has been raised. Don't know what I think. I don't know what I think. The table's pretty high and it's on these weird things.
I fully beatbox. Could you imagine? I do it and I'm so serious. I wish.
Beatboxing is always a stressor, let's say.
And scatting.
Skittity doop bop boop.
There
All
is.
Right, here we go. Benito is here today. Benny Drama.
I love.
Benny Drama from everything.
From first time female director. From first time female director. Start screaming. From first time, yeah.
And we're going to get into all things first time female director. Mm-hmm. But first, I fell on my way into the studio. I was giggling about something that I can't remember what, mm-hmm. but then next thing I knew, I was on the cement with huge strings of my hand skin mm-hmm. off, blood yeah. beginning to form. Like the blood was also shocked. It's
you
like, am I supposed to come out?
Stigmata.
I walked
going,
in.
Hey.
Walked in with bloody... Mm-hmm. Palm heels mm-hmm. and my elbow is bruised and round and red.
I said, that's my director. There she is.
All my nails are in shards. Like they're all kind of half collapsed and broken.
Yeah.
And everything stings.
Yeah.
Everything stings.
Say, yeah. Now I'm thoughtful of my vocal fry now because of that clip of you.
Do you have it? Yeah,
oh
you kind of have it. Yeah.
It's rotting.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Mine is completely
Are you
fried.
Kidding?
Are you joking, Chelsea? But it's you saying that. I am thinking.
You
I'm like,
saying it.
What am I supposed to talk like this?
I know. It's impossible.
I can't do that. I got to.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Benny.
It's such a joy. Yeah.
I don't know
do
how
it.
To do
Sorry.
It. I'm trying, but from what I hear, people are fine with it. They think it adds character.
It does.
And character.
Oh, that went up.
It does.
It does, just.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. anyway, here with Benny.
Can't believe I'm here.
Now, the thing is, I like calling you Benito.
Yeah, which I love.
Is that fine?
Yeah, you can call
Everyone
me whatever
calls
you, want.
You Benny. I feel like Benito suits you more. It's more dramatic.
Mm-hmm. You know me. Yeah, you know, it's like you and my parents,
oh,
I would say.
Oh, that's so cute. I yeah. actually love
Who
that.
Who bought a Roku TV?
That's,
you know this,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. And your dad made
he
a
made
shirt.
He made illegal merch.
He made it. We have to yeah. post that on the account, the we Instagram will. Account for the show, but... Benito's dad made a first-time female director. Dragged her.
Yeah.
Dragged her.
I love saying it out loud to people when they ask, first-time female director. They're like, like they always, they're
I
like.
Know. Listen, I tried to change the title and.
I love it. I love the title. It's just a mouthful.
Yeah. Thanks, Benny.
Just a note. Hey, that's just a note. it's a mouthful, Chels.
Anyway, your dad. Back to your dad and
back
that
to
great
my daddy.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I thought that was so sweet. I love a supportive parent.
At my sister's wedding. I'm like, it definitely is not about
that. He's promoting
like,
you.
I was like, Dad, no, she's not like, of any time to not do it. But it was, my sister doesn't care. She loved it.
She's like, it's my special excited. Day. Look at this nail. Ironically,
well, you showed me and
the middle finger, but
this
that
is
one's
really
just
dark. It reminded me of like the NCIS nails where they're like,
oh,
she
they're
fought
dead.
Back.
Oh.
It's just so, it's
and
like
I did.
Scary.
Look at, this
yeah,
one is like,
I know.
All right. So here we are. We're in studio. We're having fun. Everything hurts on my body.
Yeah. Chelsea's doing good.
Benito looks good in red.
Thank you. You look good in rainbow. Gay pride.
Thank
I can
you.
Tell. I could tell you
always,
did that for me.
Always.
A little gay pride.
So we've posted. We're going to take calls. The movie is up. We'll see if anyone calls.
You're
who's
so
seen
brave
it already.
For this. I'm imagining
hello?
First call is, hey, gay. Die, hello? Gay.
Hi.
Hi.
You're here with Chelsea Peretti and Benito Skinner.
You did it.
It's release day of our film. First time female mm-hmm. director.
Jackpot. I think definitely jackpot.
Hey, who's booing?
Hey, what the hell? It's a great comedy.
We loved it.
Yeah. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait to watch it. I love y'all guys.
We love you.
This is Raina. You might remember me from Austin, Bestie of the Year.
Oh my God, you were Bestie of the Year in Austin. Wait, okay, so for our podcast, we have Besties of the Year. You win Bestie of the Year every city you're in.
Yeah.
Wow. This is huge. Wait, I'm so,
so
glad you called
like
in.
You're reuniting with someone from your podcast.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
See, this is that cross promotion. Do you see this?
That's
very
cool.
Powerful.
I love it.
Isn't that fun? Hi.
Are you going to watch tonight, do you think?
When are you watching First Time Female Director?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm going to watch it. I saw a clip of it. It looked hilarious. You drank that black coffee and it scared me inside.
Wasn't
so
that
excited.
So I love that
that's
moment.
Such a fun scene. That was the first one we did just us together.
I
that scene.
Listen, that exit is such my like it's just such a great villain exit.
Bye.
Like I really like think that in my head when I'm like leaving somewhere where I don't want to be. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Bye.
Didn't we do, there was another one where one of the takes at the end, I went like, that's a cute top or something like that. Yeah. And it is a cute top that she's wearing. But yeah, just something like a compliment on the way out or kind of like, bye.
Yeah.
So hellish. Yeah. There's much more villainous moments for Miss Rudy in the movie. But I was so nervous that day because that was the first day shooting with you.
I know, it's kind of crazy. Like now there's so many things I learned from this process, but bye caller. There's so many things I learned from this process, but like one is just schedule. It's so fascinating how you schedule everything. Hello caller, you're online.
Hi caller. Well, I didn't realize how fast this goes.
Yeah.
This is powerful.
Hey Chelsea.
Hi, and I'm here with Benny Drama.
Queer as Folks, Benny Drama 7.
And Curb Your Enthusiasm's
Benny
Drama 7.
And now first time female directors, Benny
That's
Drama
right.
7. Wow, feels good. Feels good to say that.
And Kourtney Kardashian.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I can still do her voice. Okay, that's good.
Let's hear it.
That's yes. It. Chelsea, I am so excited to be here.
I
just love the movie. It was so gay.
That is so, I can't do it.
I don't know
think
you
I can.
Can
do it. Kim's voice, like the way she talks. Can you do her?
Hey, you guys.
That's
it's
so
very,
deep.
Like, yeah, well, for them, sometimes people are like, well, it's not feminine enough. I'm like, well, I am a man. Sometimes I'm like, I mean, there's only so much I can do. But yeah, it's very, hey, you guys. But you still have to do the vocal fry. So it's like, hey, you guys. Today is just so cool.
This is soothing, though.
That feels good, right?
Yeah. Their show is a bit like that. I watched it like 80 years
There's
ago.
There's tons of videos of ASMR Kardashian, like unintentional ASMR, because they are, the soothing voice.
Are you doing errands? Like, are you washing dishes and, like, putting groceries away?
Yeah, are you at the doctor?
I am not. I am not washing dishes.
Okay, bye. I have to hang up because I can hear 20 dishes while she says I'm not washing dishes.
I know.
Don't.
Right now
I can't
she's
be lied
there.
To.
What the hell? She has her body back.
She's like, what? Oh my God, I am washing 10 dishes. Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
That's crazy.
Or they're driving on, we hear the sirens. I'm in an ambulance. Hello?
Huh.
I love jackpot.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to touch that this whole time. Oh, it's as good as I thought it would be. Whoa, it's like really, it goes for a while.
It's long, that's the joke.
Jackpot, hello. Oh, it really goes forever, in fact.
Yeah, it's really savory.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Your name,
what's cooking?
Your name is so crazy on the...
Yeah, it just says, can we say?
Oh my God, what does it say?
Powers Christia.
Powers Christia.
Powers
That's
Christia.
My partner.
It's just Powers Christia. Wait, I'm obsessed. Well, first name Christia,
Christian
I assume.
Powers.
Oh,
Christian Powers.
Powers
oh, I love
Christia.
Yeah. Powers Christia.
It's a good cult leader name.
And or like one of the designers on Melrose. You know those stories that say it?
Oh my God.
I just
God.
Saw Marcel von Berlin, and I cannot stop to my boyfriend saying, Marcel. Who are you wearing?
Marcel von Berlin.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
And half the time he probably is.
Yeah,
wearing it. Of
oh, I love wearing it.
Von Berlin.
God,
this is a Von Berlin.
Well, of course it is. That's a Marcello, isn't it? I can tell.
Caller, what do you want?
What's going on, dude?
What do I want? I'm just taking a break from work, walking my dog.
Taking a break.
I'm pretending I don't know the words.
I don't. You do.
This is past my homebound.
Oh, God.
I'm like, let's go. Wait, that sounds lovely. Are you going to watch First Time Female Director this afternoon in the car?
Obviously.
That's great. Is there a Roku app for a phone?
Someone just texted me that.
I'm sure that's what you wanted your film scene on.
Madonna.
Can they watch on their phone?
Apparently Madonna, my friend went last night, and she insists on no AC in the venue.
What?
That's crazy.
Ew.
What, so it's just like so hot?
My friend
that's
goes.
That's my personal nightmare.
It was hot as a motherfucker, like sweating. And I was with someone stoned touching me a lot and singing loud in my ear.
Oh, sorry, that's my nightmare. I love Madonna, but
so wait, Benito, I talked and I asked your permission before using, I don't even know if it's aired yet, but I talked about your intrusive thoughts where you want to stab Terry in the leg if there's
of course.
Steak.
Yeah, well, I don't want to, but my thoughts tell me I do,
right? Which I literally relate to in that I don't relate in that I think I'm going to actually grab the steak knife and do it, but that's all I do is think stuff like that.
Well, it's like the for intrusive thoughts, it's like they're ego dystonic is what they say. So it's not something
another
you
cult
want.
Name.
Yeah,
leader.
Ego dystonic.
Oh, I'm going over
Thimberly.
To your ego dystonic speak.
Right after Aphex Twin.
And Powers Christia.
And Powers Christia. Wearing Powers Christia. Taught by Powers Christia.
The way you say Christia.
I love Christia. I love corsets by Powers Christia. But yeah, so they're not what you want to do. So like your body just, I don't know, like mine, we have like Neanderthal brain still. So like mine thinks that some danger's happening for me just thinking of it. So
like
then
Terry's
I'm like,
thigh is dangerous.
Literally, he's like, it's a, but sometimes I won't order things in restaurants, which is bad. This like contributes to more OCD and more intrusive thoughts when you like let them win essentially. Oh. So like if I don't order steak at a restaurant because I don't want the knife there because I don't want the intrusive thought.
But
you
so like
me out.
That's funny.
You
that
go, that's yeah.
I'm like, Benny, thanks for coming.
Well, this was fun.
No, but so does that mean that you are like, I will have this steak.
Oh yeah.
And then you're eating it and the whole time you're cutting, you're staring at his leg.
Oh my God, I wish that I'm like, shit, I want to. No, it's just that like, I don't know. It's just immediately like I'll get it, or I get nervous to have drinks at parties because my immediate intrusive thought is throw your drink on them.
Oh, like, God. I've done it.
You actually
college.
Done throwing your
drink?
Yes, you have thrown
guy,
your drink on someone.
This British guy in college was saying something really like rude or something.
Yeah.
And I held the drink near him and then I just did pour it on him.
Oh, well, that's just fun. Yeah. That means
you wanted to. But like literally all I think about if I have a hot drink is throwing it on someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if it's like an important thing or something that's, I'm like, how could I ruin this? My brain is like,
caller, I
got to
hang up because there's lots of weird sounds.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye, Powers Christia.
Powers Christia. Yeah. By the Powers Christia, I pronounce thee.
With the stigmata. Powers Christia.
With the power. the Powers.
If you say
Christia.
Powers Christia with
and
those.
Look, there's more. Ging, ging,
and
ging,
the knee. I can't
ging.
Wait to see that.
The knee is going to be the big reveal.
That's going to be huge.
After the Powers Christia ceremony. The Powers Christia.
This is what Terry feels when we're talking. Terry's my boyfriend. This is what Terry feels when we're together.
Terry thinks we're too much.
Yeah, he's OTT. Like, I'm glad you guys have each other.
Oh, Terry.
Yeah.
OTT.
Exactly. OTT.
Terry, we miss you.
Hi, love. Is this
call.
Terry? Who knows? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi, love.
How are you? How are you?
What's up?
I'm great. What? I have a question. What name comes up on the on
just
my phone number?
Wireless caller. Totally *69. Or is it *68? *69?
I forget.
*69.
*69. Yeah.
*69.
Wireless
wow.
caller. You have total anonymity. Anonymity?
Oh my God. Anonymity, honey.
Anonymity.
You forgot
Sorry.
A couple syllables.
Whoa, I never said I was smart.
Never said I was smart. That'd be a good song. Never mm-hmm. said I was smart.
We'll record it here.
And you're in like a little tank top and you're playing guitar. And you're
never said I was smart.
Yeah. That's how all like Bruce Springsteen songs sound to me. And everyone's like, the king. What do they call him?
Oh, the
king,
boss. Baby.
No,
boss.
The boss. King is Elvis.
That's what you made us call you on set.
Yeah, the boss.
Wait, I love the boss. That's so us.
Never said I was smart. Do. Never said I was smart.
Wait, I want to hear the crowd cheering while you do that. Because like that's Springsteen to me.
Have you guys ever seen The Boss? No.
I did.
Never said I was smart.
Just clapping.
I never said I was smart. I never said. Now I turned it into like a 90s female
like
songstress. Never ever said. Did
this
you ever
is exactly
listen to
what
Tracy?
Terry thinks we're doing. Did I ever listen to what?
Tracy Bonham. Mm-mm. No. It's before your time. Your face is just like a blank young person.
Sorry, I've never heard of her. Yeah, no.
She has a song that's like, Mother, how's the weather? And when I met Jordan, we both had liked that song. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it's meant to be.
This is my king.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
He's off the market.
Did you spend all morning listening to Ariana Grande?
No. Huh?
I love thinking of you in the car listening. It's so good.
Look at my knuckles.
Literally. She has bloody knuckles right now. Chelsea took a tumble. I don't know if you heard.
I fell walking
no.
in.
What happened?
We got a director down.
I was like chuckling to myself. And you know, what are those things called on the back of the phone that supposedly young people don't use, but it's
the
like
the pop the
widget,
socket.
The pop socket.
Yeah.
It broke in the thing. Like it broke in my fall, which is also so symbolic.
Also, like, your phone looks like a 13-year-old, like baddie. Like this girl is a baddie. Look at this. It's like rainbow sparkles or stickers.
I mean,
a
the choices
up pop
were limited.
Socket.
The choices were limited.
You know, this girl's makeup bag is just like NARS destroyed.
Listen,
it's like
I wanted a certain brand, and I feel like the choices were like this or an American flag.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
And I was
I feel like that's probably better.
I'll go with this. But anyway, it broke. My nails all broke. I'm bleeding from everywhere. I'm stinging. Everything
This is what
stings.
You get for having a gay guy on your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You signed up for this. Yeah.
I also recently fell and scraped my whole hand, Chelsea. It was really embarrassing.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How long did it take to heal?
Yeah, what's the healing time on that?
Well, actually, okay, I was very stupid and scraped it on the gravel in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, which is like famously a swamp site.
Yeah.
And then I didn't take care of it. And then I got a fever of 103. So then it took me like 3 weeks.
You almost died? Wait, oh my God. Wait, this is... Chelsea, we need to get you to the city MD.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, you go, ah, ow. Wait, okay, Meg Stalter would do that on set, though. Has she done this bit for you?
What?
It's so funny, unless you're the one doing it, but yeah. I'll go over and like, I'm touchy. So yeah, I'm like, hey, girl. And she go, ow.
Wait, I do that bit too.
Like, stop.
Seriously.
Literally, and everyone looks. And I'm like, oh my God, no, Meg.
My like best friend in college, like if he, I mean, this is really actually bad, but like if we were arguing and he would like touch me or anything, like a GK, he worked on this movie.
Yeah.
So when he would touch me, I go, ow, 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 and then everyone looks over and,
yeah,
he's
and
like,
they're like, freak.
He's like looking at me like under
please
his breath,
please don't do this. Yeah. Then he turns into psycho, don't ever fucking
don't
do that
ever. Don't and they're ever like yeah. Blink, miss.
Whoa,
blink.
Chelsea, are you okay?
Yeah, but wait, Megan does that too. That's
yeah,
so
she's,
funny.
Ow. And she does it so loud. It was like,
now
yeah.
Do people call her Meg or Megan? Because I call all of you by your full
I know which
names.
I love. I call her Meg.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan Stalter sounds...
Meg Stalter.
Like Meg sounds crazy. And
does
Benny,
she go by Megan?
Like Benny and Meg.
Benny and me.
Benny and Meg. It's just, you need a little British children's show.
Yeah, we
Benny
are, you
and
know,
Meg.
And we're pitching that. So that's
welcome
exciting.
Back to Benny and Meg.
Benny and Meg.
I don't know. I'm not great at British accents, though. I feel like anytime I do them, I get
what's
so many
what's listen?
I can do like Adele.
You met like, her.
Adele. Yeah, it's on my fridge.
I have a photo of you and Adele in my closet.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh, yeah, I gave that to you. Just a little gift.
How are you in Australian accent?
Oh, so bad. That's like, that's probably my worst. You're bringing out my worst right now. I can
oh,
do
you're
like
welcome.
Nor. I can't even do nor. I'm like, I'm not good at
I'm
it.
I'm nair. They're like, I'm nair.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I can do southern. I can do Kardashian.
Oh, I can do a great Southern.
Everyone thinks they can do Southern. The thing is like when you talk to Southerners, they're like, that is not it
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, that's not it at all.
You're like, how y'all doing?
Oh, y'all are having fun. Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Oh, that was nice.
I can do a good Boston accent, but I'm from Boston, so I don't know if that counts.
Can you do Boston, Chelsea? Come on. Let's
order
see.
In the cart. Auto in the cart. So
wait, that
for order
wow, which Boston? What Boston's that? No, sorry, I can't touch your hands.
For order in the court, I think otter in the cart. Otter, O-T-T.
Otter in the cart.
Yeah.
Oh, otter in the cart. Put it in the cart.
Yeah, that's how I lock into my perfect Boston accent.
You
no, but
did,
don't
yeah.
forget, we have Ben Affleck here. Speaking of, have you guys seen J-Lo, This Is Me Now?
I can't
this
wait.
This is me.
I can't wait.
I wish you were in it.
Nah.
I'll say that right now. You should have been in it. She didn't reach out.
I saw the trailer.
I love that. You know I love steampunk. So steampunk, love. It's very you, Chelsea, of when you were a little girl, people asked you what you wanted to be, and you said director and in love.
Yeah.
What are you?
You are
a director
J-Lo.
And in love.
Are you guys both crazy?
Yeah, we're both lunatics.
Yeah. Is this another one of your fan
this is my
years?
Sister. Yeah. This is my sister on the line.
Oh, hi, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you watching First Time Female Director tonight?
Don't ask everyone that. It's really giving
is
like,
it really?
Yeah, of course. On Roku?
Yes.
See. Yeah. Wait. Kate Berlant is going to be here any minute. Do you feel robbed of your solo time because
mm-mm,
of
not
the
at
fall?
All.
The Fall?
No, of course not.
My next movie, The Fall. Is that already a name? The Staircase.
The Fall. The Staircase definitely is. The Fall, I don't know. How are you doing, Chelsea? What's going on? You've had a busy week. I want to hear about it.
I really have.
Well, I
and
feel
you
like
know,
I did see you actually like super recently.
My mascara particles are in my eyes, mm-hmm. kind of a little bit. You know what it is? I used a sparkly shadow. It's probably that's in my eyes.
Do you feel sometimes if I do that for like a character mm-hmm. or something, I see the sparkles. It like makes me sick.
That can't
like
be good.
Like the glitter, the reflection of them.
Do you use setting spray when you do your makeup?
Yeah, because or if you don't, I feel like it just looks like cakey. I like to do that, and then I'll do a beauty blender right after.
Mm. And what is the setting spray? It makes it glossy?
No, I think it just like it waters down all the powder, kind of like seeps it all in. I want it really deep in my pores.
Because
So from my music
means
yeah.
the world to me. Listen to my coffee album on mm-hmm. all platforms.
Yes.
I think. No, because someone who did my makeup in New York used setting spray, which I never do mm-hmm. because my makeup stays put. But I didn't know it also changes the look of it.
Well, Tatcha.
That's a setting spray?
Yeah, that's a setting spray. It counts.
Oh,
Some of the setting sprays, like the ones that like drag queens use, I'll use those on my neck so I don't get bronzer all over something. Mm. They burn. Like
yeah.
I use one. It was like, I'm like, this is just pure like hot acid or like I'm putting like sealant on
yeah.
my face.
No.
But I'll do that for like character stuff. But yeah, for the most part, sometimes I'll do like the Avene water or something.
Oh, thank God.
You go, God, thank fucking save
Hello.
By the bell.
Hello.
Hi, I have a food test. It's important.
Okay.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, hold on. Let's get into it. I'm going to give you a drum roll. And at the end of the drum roll, you say the food you want us to weigh in on.
Yeah.
We say if it's good or bad.
Fabulous.
Okay. Blueberry bagels.
That's a really interesting one. I applaud you.
I put a lot of thought into this, by the way. I have a list.
Okay,
so,
I love
do it.
It. I love it. And I love your authority energy that you're taking
yeah,
on.
You came in, you had something to say. Mm.
Okay.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
I think
Thank
blueberry
you.
Bagels, now I know what you're going to think I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But I'm actually going to say I think they're good.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say
see,
that.
See,
I'll play the buzzer for you.
I like them. But I think I would prefer like
the bagel
itself to be salty mm-hmm. and then the cream cheese be sweet.
I mean,
you know
I personally would almost never order that. I used to a bit more when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, same.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking blueberry bagels. Kate Berlant
is here.
Has just arrived.
Oh, looking like a million
Oh,
bucks.
My goodness.
Like a movie star.
Who is she? Who
She's
is she?
A movie star.
Come on in. Okay, so first, blueberry bagels. What do you think, good or bad?
No.
She says no.
Well,
she's,
it's not like I would like throw it out, but no.
Yeah. The caller thinks you're correct. I said yes. They taste synthetic. They're
Agreed.
Not great. It would be my 10th option. No, here's
it's
my order.
I would love to see Courage's take on it.
Bagel preference. I go everything. Mm. Sesame.
Yeah.
Poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blueberry, it would be like
everything.
A few below. I don't know what would be next.
They've run out of everything.
That
like
is,
Dunkin'
in an emergency.
Yeah, yeah, you're
take
so
it, yeah.
hungry and that's the last one they've got.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I have one argument for a sweet bagel. I would never order a sweet bagel. A lot of people are into it. Here's my argument. You have a stomach virus. You have only acid left in your stomach.
Okay.
Maybe a toasted cinnamon raisin or a toasted blueberry with butter is okay.
Yeah, I get
situation.
What you're saying, and
okay.
I'll tell you why. I'm hot off a stomach issue. You ever have a stomach issue whilst doing press?
Not
oh,
yet.
No.
Not ideal. Not
yet.
Ideal. What I
stomach
had was
flu before press, however.
A nice cleanse.
Fabulous. 10 out of 10.
Okay, wait. So what's your other food test? Let's rip through this and then I'll mm-hmm. hang up on you.
Okay, fair. Do you want me to wait for the drum roll or just go into it?
I think we just go right
just
into
go
it.
In.
Yeah.
Benny's a co-producer at this point.
Yeah, I think we That's just go fair. Right in. Love you, girl.
Okay, rainbow cookies.
Pass.
Wait, meaning rainbow sprinkles on shortbread?
Yeah, that. I kind of like
or
those
do you
from
mean
a
those
grocery
little,
store.
Yeah, the little Italian.
Let me
like
clarify. I'm talking about the Italian bakery rainbow cookies.
Those
are incredible.
I used to buy those at the bodega. Can you imagine that? Me on birth control, 22 years old, smoking cigarettes, buying those.
I love
That's
the
delicious.
Bodega.
Bodega.
I've been told this. I've been told that I say it incorrectly.
It's like Bo Bridges. It's like bodega.
You say bodega.
No, that's nice.
Bodega.
I've been told that I say
bodega.
I've been made fun of for calling the grocery store the market as well.
calling like Albertsons the market is so incredible to me. Also, like
John always calls me
Pavilions.
Out. Calling Vons yeah, the market.
I call it the market.
Gelson's.
Vons the marketplace.
I'm heading to the market.
Okay, we like those,
Whole
honey.
Whole Foods used to mean something.
Yeah, we love
that. Them. That was actually incorrect.
What?
That was incorrect.
What was?
Whoa.
Correct.
What was incorrect?
Rainbow cookies?
You hate them?
Yeah, the answer is not good.
Well, I call them baby cakes, like, and they're cookies. Delicious.
My argument is that they taste a little like plastic. Like, you can taste the artificial.
I think that's good sometimes. I don't know. That's the Idaho in me.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, don't they taste like almond extract or something?
Yeah. Marzipan, honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not artificial.
I love marzipan.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Princess cake. I love princess cake.
I love
princess cake.
Wait. Best cake in America, quarter sheets.
I haven't had it.
I haven't had it either.
I want to go so bad.
Look at me. Best cake in America.
Is the princess
cake? Best food.
Hannah Ziskin.
Pizza. Hannah Ziskin. DM'd her the other day.
Shout out to Hannah Ziskin.
Send her a DM. It's still, she hasn't read it yet. I'm excited for her to see
any
it.
Any like LA foodie thing, Kate has slid in before me.
Oh,
I swear.
Yeah.
Anything I mentioned, she's like, I had lunch with them yesterday.
Yeah.
We've been total exchanging doll. Letters via snail mail.
Had a dream. I had a real dream that I was invited, because Squirrel has been teasing opening for dinner service for some time now. I had a naturalistic dream. I was invited to the inaugural first dinner. And I opened up the invite. It was purple paper. I went, I'm invited to, and then I woke up and it was a dream.
I feel like, Kate, you have dreams in the style of different cinematographers and filmmakers.
Yes.
She's like, I had a dream that was in the style of, you know, whatever.
This was kind of Bergman.
Yeah.
Mm.
Great. There you go. No one has been more born for the Criterion Closet, by the way, than Kate Berland. When will
she
debut?
Please get you in there.
Well,
get her in that closet, girl.
And lock the door.
Yeah, seriously. Let her have fun. Let her run wild.
On set, thank Kate was like the only actor. Like, what's the frame? Where are the cameras? I'm like, girl,
that's
I have
actress.
No fucking idea. Please don't do this to me.
What side are we getting?
Oh, my God. It's good
caller,
to hear.
Is your list done? Yeah. Are you done?
No, I have two more.
Okay, go.
Can I buzz through them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Yuca fries.
No. I mean, not really. Yeah.
Not my favorite. I'm not going to pick those.
I mean, there are
ever.
Very few things that I don't want that I would actually say I'm not going to partake.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There are things, there's a scale. For me, it's a scale of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
There are very few things I won't eat at
You're
all.
You're not like, yes, you brought yuca fries.
You made your famous yuca fries? Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Sweet potato or yuca? Or Yukon gold? Yukon. Yeah. I mean,
I had
Yukon.
Sweet potato fries
love
last
Yukon.
Night.
Mm.
Dipped in ranch.
Sweet potato fries. People really are, they love or hate.
You
sweet
know
potato
what?
Fries, it's very polarizing.
I used to say no, but once I discovered, first of all, M Cafe, rest in peace.
Oh my God.
Their
sweet potato fries dipped in ranch.
Is M Cafe closed? Forget that.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, honey.
In COVID, right? Or just after?
Just like that.
Just after, just recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sad.
It's really a bummer. Perfect.
We should have done a huge cast dinner at Quarter Sheets, and there's still time.
We still can. Okay, wait, caller, what is your final what's your final food thing so we can get the hell off this call?
I know. I really appreciate it.
You're really hardcore, though, I have to say.
Yeah, what is
like,
it?
Like, you
Hit
came
us
with opinions in a powerful way.
I'm going to tell you why. The last time I called in, I was like, oh, I can't believe I got through. Oh, my God. And Chelsea was like, ugh. So I came more dominant.
That's our sweetie pie.
You know what? So I'm hardening you guys up and making you ready for showbiz.
She's tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are
yeah.
tough.
But she's look tough. How she's coming in. Control, she's
yeah.
grown.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's true.
All right. So what's your final
okay,
one?
Okay, so I know you want to get the hell off the phone with me. I have two left. You pick. One is a drink and one is a food.
Hit us.
You pick the one you want.
Just do them quick.
Yeah,
both.
Rapid fire.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay. Sparkling black tea. It's a new trend. Yes. You might see it in a lot of different cans.
There was a sparkling tea brand. Yes, there's a sparkling tea brand. Fuck, they sent me a pallet of tea about 2 years ago. I loved it.
Really? Never had it.
No added sugar. It was
sparkling
really good.
Tea sounds fabulous.
Never had it.
Fuck, what was it? I'll find out.
It sounds nice. I think I like it. I don't like sparkling Americanos, though. They burn.
I'd do that. I'll do anything.
Yeah, you will, girl.
When it comes to a little coffee.
Shit, girl.
What's the answer, girl?
The answer is correct. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. Kate got a point. Great. All right. Points!
Especially with a little peach flavor to it.
What kind of peach flavor? True peach?
Don't ask.
There's more than one peach.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
What?
I'll
peach.
Stop.
Peach.
Do you know what I mean?
Two pumps of peach syrup.
Yeah, but like, what's the syrup brand? It has to be that one. What's the one where it's like white and they have like the pretty like artisanal drawings of the thing on it?
I don't know.
I like that syrup.
Oh, Arizona iced tea.
Perfect. I used to have one of those every day, the green tea, and I thought it was like good for you in college.
God.
I was like,
big,
this is so good.
Turquoise can. Huge. With an American spirit.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay, maybe I used to have the Arizona.
Okay, quiet, everyone. I can't hear anyone. What is your final thing?
Hard shell tacos. I'm talking about the hard shell.
Delicious.
Great. I haven't seen them around a lot lately.
I was going to say.
They
went away.
I hunt for them.
Escuela, the hard one with the beef and the cheese at Escuela. So good. Escuela is kind of a club now, though. Have you been recently?
Have you been to the new Bodega?
The
mini kebab people's taco stand? Not stands, shop. There's a, you know, the mini kebab?
Yeah.
There's some new tacos.
New tacos, new era alert.
Where Mizza was.
Okay.
To say Kate's eyes lit up would be an understatement.
Yeah.
They were aflame. Wait, what is it? A new taco stand?
The people, the amazing geniuses behind Mini Kebab. They have a taco restaurant now where Mazza was.
Oh, yeah.
The best restaurant in Los Angeles that closed down. Can't say more. Mid-East Taco. I just found it. It's called Mid-East Taco.
Are you both into hard shell tacos or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I would love to see one.
Love.
It's been a really long time.
It's
a soft shell nation now.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I used to love the ones from Taco Bell. I'll say it.
Well, by the way, when I was in high school, the Jack in the Box Monster Tacos, 99 cents. Unbelievable.
Max nasty Greenfield just posted.
Hey, that's my nasty girl.
Oh, I got to
repost. We're live.
I got to go into my archives.
I have to do my dump today.
I got to do it.
I have a lot of approvals for you.
We have so many. Oh, I mean, Benny has really cute photos.
I have really
you.
Cute photos.
Chic. Oh,
you want to see? I'm just going to show you one.
Yeah, great.
Go for it. That's the nature of this podcast. Caller, it's over. Goodbye.
Bye.
Fuck off.
Thank you.
You've come a long way.
Like a real sweetheart, but I gotta go.
Oh, what's your answer?
You're all incorrect. They're inconvenient, and it just doesn't work. The soft is the better option. Thanks for taking my call.
Ding, 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 ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
Is that a Bambino? Is that a Breville Bambino? Chelsea, you have a Breville Bambino. Do you know I'm obsessed with the Breville Bambino?
No, but of course you are.
Yes, yes. I've had two Breville Bambinos pours today.
Oh.
The Breville Bambino, they've given me no money. I want to be clear. changed my life. Yeah. Have you?
No, I have the Nespresso one that just does
no,
a little.
No, 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 no. Breville Bambino. Listen to this. Breville Bambino. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. Breville Bambino. Around $300. $2,000 machines can't compete with the Breville Bambino. Are you hearing this?
Oh, yeah.
I have Breville Bambino. My friend had like a $2,000 Breville.
I got to go like that.
Oh, that motion is really
I'm
queer.
My life has changed. And every day I go, imagine my life before the Bambino.
Mm-hmm. Is this, it's Breville.
Breville.
Breville Bambino.
So does that mean that you know how to make espressos?
Yeah. I mean, it's easy with the Bambino. Really? It is. Well, the grinder is as important as the machine. Well, the grinder is as important as the machine.
Wow. Hello.
Hello.
No, no way. No.
You're in.
Hi.
You're
Hello.
In. Come Hello. Come at
Hi there.
Us. What is it?
How's it going?
Is this Chelsea Peretti and two incredibly talented individuals with her?
Yes.
Yes, and in some ways, I'd say.
Holy fucking shit.
What's up?
Oh, I am feeling beaming. My body is beaming with energy. Oh, just hearing your voice.
I'm touching myself. yeah. I feel incredible.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Lara. What's going on?
Hi. The little lady with the curly hair.
Yeah?
she liked how you talked to her.
Very talented. Yeah. I saw your Hulu special, honey, and it blew my fucking mind. You're brilliant.
Oh my God, thank you. Cinnamon in the Wind now streaming
so
on Hulu.
Yeah.
Context. You're great. You're great.
Oh my God, social mm-hmm. context.
Chelsea,
thank you.
Huge fan, and the other guy, amazing. I know your names in my heart, but in my soul,
hey, it's okay.
I have forgotten them.
You know what? It's okay.
He moves global markets.
No, okay. Sorry. It's okay. It's okay.
Are you ready?
He moves global markets.
I'm not talented, so I support you incredibly talented people. What is the topic today, and may I provide one if you don't have one?
Here's my question to you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to become a member of our ragtag group of Roku-ligans. Roku-ligans.
Roku-ligans.
Oh,
yes.
I've been working all morning on Roku now.
Mm-hmm. You have great teeth, Chelsea. I just saw them.
Really?
Yeah, I had to tell you that.
Well, I've been talking about how dark my teeth have become with age and really...
I've been scared of veneers lately. Everyone has them and they can't close their mouths. These veneers are kicking people's
you
asses.
You can't do it.
Have you watched them try to talk?
They're beautiful, though. When they go right. But they have to...
It's a risk.
You know what? And they're gluttons. They show them the colors because these two are veneers because I knocked them out in football.
My friend,
and they'll show you the colors and they go, this is the whitest you can get. And it's just blue.
Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So of course I thought, well, I should do that. But I had a good
Bluetooth.
Dentist in Idaho. It was like, go two down. It'll be too white.
Yep,
it'll be freaky.
Yep.
He's like, always two down.
I was sitting kind of doing like flash whitening.
Yours are perfect. Don't
stop. Wait,
on.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
If you go down this wormhole is like, literally a public spokesperson for not getting veneers.
Wait, really?
Oh, does he have veneers?
That's amazing.
He got veneers and he's like, if you're thinking about it, don't do it. Oh, like it's a whole.
It is. They whittle them down to
they
like
shave
little
your
rat
teeth
nubs.
To nubs.
Yeah.
Which
it
is.
It hurts so bad.
It's an anxiety nightmare. That's a classic one.
If these fell out right now.
I dreamt one time that my teeth were all falling out.
Can you imagine?
Caller.
Guys, I have two missing teeth, it's fucked up.
Well, I want to say, my mom, she has two veneers. We were at dinner with her, John Early. Mm-hmm. We were going to a movie after. We're having
perfect
fun.
Dinner.
We're having margs.
It was a perfect night.
We're having margs. One of her caps falls off.
No.
And my mother is incredibly charming, and she starts, and she goes, I can't go to the movie. I can't. No one can see me like this. And we're like, we understand. We kind of talked her down, but she was laughing. She was really cute, but it was so funny. I mean, it was making us all scream with laughter because she's like so sweet. And then one, she not only did she go to the movie, have fun. Mm-hmm. She went out the next night to go see Flamenco, went to a bar with a friend.
With no tooth.
With one missing. It freed her
because
she's
totally.
This like femme angel.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, the one, I think it freed her socially in some way.
Yeah.
And she was going out.
That's
having fun with one too.
She goes, I'm a nasty girl now.
Yeah.
She's like,
I was so proud of her. Yeah.
Bug.
I actually felt that way pregnant. Like it was so liberating to just have a huge stomach and you can wear anything.
Right. Totally.
Like you're not worried about your stomach. Hi,
Rihanna
caller.
Said that. Didn't Rihanna say that with her styling when she had the baby? She said, it felt good. I wore whatever
so
I wanted.
Cool.
That sounds so fun.
She went for it.
She did.
Caller.
Fuck. Let's do it right now. Chelsea.
Caller.
Hi, caller.
Chelsea?
Yeah, hi. You're here with Kate Berlant and Benito Skinner.
Hello.
Hi.
How you
doing? I'm making salmon. Can you give me a good recipe?
I like this New York Times.
Roman.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ms. Roman.
Sorry to keep going, but Allison that... Roman has my favorite salmon recipe that will wow guests and will wow yourself.
What's the, there's like, she has a dry rub one, right?
Maybe this one that I love is you're sizzling in a pan capers, lemons cut up, red onions, frizzled. You pour that with the olive oil on top of the salmon, you bake it. I'm missing some things, but it's unbelievable. Showstopper.
Wow.
And then you douse in herbs.
That's
chop
interesting.
Chop up dill, parsley.
She's fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like those type of ingredients, like the, that go really well on like filet of sole. Sometimes I feel like salmon's fishy with those kind of things. Like the fresh, bright flavors. Salmon's such a heavy and kind of rich.
Savory.
And, yeah.
Buttery.
So the one I really liked from the New York Times, then we should talk about our sardine casserole. But our sardine casserole.
No. We really must. Delicious.
But the one I like is it has... Like, it's one part mustard to one part brown sugar. Have you ever done that one? And you mix it up.
That sounds delicious. I'm laughing about the casserole. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds really good.
It makes a glaze, and then you just put it on top of the salmon and bake it at high heat, and it's so good. It's kind of like miso black cod, like a little sweet.
Baked salmon is just fabulous.
Yeah.
I like grilled, but baked is, it's buttery. Yeah.
I mean, salmon's tough, though. When that, which albumin or whatever it's called, that white stuff comes out of it, it's so gross.
The fucking.
You have to cook it the right way.
I don't like how it looks.
Fucking
I like
shit.
Salmon, like, I think I'm going to air fry it, but I don't know how to air fry salmon.
Careful with your air fryer, honey. We want to make sure it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
Really? Why?
What brand do you have? Ceramic?
Instant Vortex Plus? Like, why? What's wrong with air fryers?
You want to be careful because there's some we're talking about PFAs. We're talking about, again, I hardly know what I'm talking about, but I'm just be scared.
No.
Don't be too scared, but be I think you need a ceramic air fryer because something about the way it's zapping the food, there's stuff in there. It's like Teflon all over again.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I always wondered it made food too fast. I never really trusted
it. If it makes it too fast... It's for a reason.
Yeah.
If you're putting a chicken in there and in 2 minutes it's rotisserie, we've got a problem.
Are you anti-microwave, Kate?
No.
I don't use it a lot, though, I will say. I feel like I haven't, as a kid, it was everything I was putting in there.
I'm not using it a lot, but I'm not anti, because by the way, listen, it's safe. And let that just be enough.
My mom had an apron in the 90s that said, I've got more time for lovin' since I got my microwave oven.
That's amazing. Oh, that's
which
cute. Amazing.
I wish I had that.
God,
now.
Yeah. Femininity is such a trap.
It's so powerful.
For us. Yeah.
That's so powerful.
Yeah. No, the microwave, don't put plastic on top of it, melt it all over your food, but it's fucking fine. Spiritually, I think it's dangerous.
Yeah, of
course. We should be cooking over the cauldron and but it's medically safe. It's medically safe.
Literally.
Kate, it's your show. What's happening? Your show this run.
Let's not talk about it. It's over.
All right.
Yeah.
Great show.
Thank you.
Great show. Kate show.
I love you. Yeah.
We were there. Oh, I was front row. I got front row.
Caperland.com.
He goes, "We were there. I was front row."
By the way, front row.
I have to say front row is technically
you had a perfect seat.
You know you did. Because front row, technically, they go, that's like a little intimate. Like,
it's too close.
I want to be clear.
But not for your show, I'll say.
Because people, it was like, I had to, the Pasadena Playhouse donors, they don't want front row. That's not considered the best seats. I go near and dear up close. It's fine.
But guess what? Let me tell you, my personality, no one's putting me front row. Okay. I'm an old shrew.
I wanted your laughter.
You like this the whole time.
I made direct eye contact with you, I think, a couple times.
Oh, I know. There were some new bits that I just loved.
Oh, my God.
It's a great show.
Thank you so much.
Is it gonna
it's just fabulous.
Is it going to reopen?
I can't say yet.
Okay. Hello, caller. We're talking Kate Berlant's talent. Kate Berlant's great talent. We're talking about first-time female director being on Roku today, available today for consumption. From what I understand... Thank you. From what I understand about Roku, you can watch it on that device or online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I have a food test.
Okay.
Blue cheese.
Love it.
Love. So fucking Pro. Good. So delicious. So stinky.
What's the really great blue cheese company? Oh, fuck. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, Chelsea.
Humboldt Fog. Yep.
Humboldt Fog.
So good.
Wow. Humboldt Fog.
You just did that.
I once saw a
Me
friend.
Me and Kate are neck and neck in foodie competition.
Truly. I'm like, have like, you guys ever eaten at the Oaks? Like, I'm wearing, there's some good diners in your eyes. So dumb.
I have to pee. What should I do? Hold it?
You can go.
Oh, I don't want to miss a second.
I know.
I'm going to hold up.
Should we pause?
Yeah.
We can pause.
Sometimes they get excited.
Let's pause.
Holding.
Let's pause.
All right, we'll pause. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, a baby's calling.
Yes. Christo Galette?
Hello?
Christo Galette?
Is that Christo Galette?
Oh my God, did I get through?
Christo, you did, you Galette.
Wait, who else is here?
Kate Berlant.
Wait, do you have a mic? Oh, you don't have your mic. You're yelling in the back.
I'm like, she's an auteur. Kate she knows Berlant. Everything about cameras.
Kate Berlant, Benicio mm-hmm. Skinner.
Mm-hmm. Hello, hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall, plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Bring something to the table.
Chelsea, I just wanted to tell you, so I have a baby and I love the podcast and it's helping me get through all of the middle of the night, like wakings and breastfeeding is like a slog. And I'm,
it's insane.
I'm grateful for the pod.
It's insane. Do you know something that I didn't know when I had my son when he was a baby? I literally didn't know they sleep like every hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend came over and she's just like, putting him down. I'm like, you keep putting him down. And she's like, they sleep constantly. Yeah. So we'd just be like, he's super cranky.
How
like,
hard is it? Let's be honest.
How hard
is it really?
It's hard.
It does not look easy.
It looks really hard.
Yeah. Not particularly fun but I'm going to figure it out. What?
Oh, I hear a baby.
What?
I thought it was a fake baby, by the way.
Yeah. She was chilling. So she just had lunch and I was like, okay, I'm going to try to call because she's like calm.
What?
Content right now, but I'm sorry if she gets loud. You can hang
we
up.
We love
on
it.
Me.
It's cute. It's so crazy. They literally go goo goo gaga. Mm-hmm. They truly do the cartoon thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. All day long.
You know, I was a great milk producer.
That's our girl.
I had so
congratulations.
Many. Thank you. I had a ton of bags of milk, and I froze them all, and then.
You could sell that.
The fridge broke and they were all warm. Oh. And it's like you think of every like 1 a.m.
Oh,
breast
no.
pump session. And you're
the
just like,
worst. I tried pumping at the beginning and I just was never able to like get enough to have storage like that, but I did have like half a bottle's worth, and I dropped it and spilled it and like burst into tears.
Worst,
like,
yeah, worst feeling.
After she was born, it was a nightmare.
You're definitely, you start to understand the whole expression, don't cry over spilt milk. Like, right. Because you're going to be crying over it.
Is there a topic today, or am I?
The topic is.
Ding, 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 ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
What'd you say?
I said, do you judge mothers who go right to formula?
You know what? There's always like the thing of like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But of course, a little bit, I'm like, listen, my mom would always talk about, I loved breastfeeding and I was always kind of skeeved by it. You know, yeah. Just think about sucking your mom's tit. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
She's like, God, it felt fucking good. Felt good providing for my girl. Yeah, yeah. I do think like, God, sometimes when I wear a breastplate, I'm like, that does sound fun. But then my sister's like, it was so deeply painful.
It wasn't
like,
for me. Yeah. It's not supposed to be painful. It's, yeah. It's
easy for you.
You have a... It supposedly means you have a bad latch if it's painful.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
I'll tell my sister.
Hello?
Bad latch is good.
Tell her she had a bad
Hi.
Latch.
Hi.
Hey, Amos.
What's going on with you guys?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about sex or fucking?
Or breastfeeding?
Is that the topic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had sex?
Like a week and a half ago, because my boyfriend's in Japan.
Hey, even if he weren't in Japan, that would be okay to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, week and a half is great.
Japan or not, week and a half. That's a great answer. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. What's he doing in Japan? He sounds rich.
Exactly. He's there for work.
He's like doing all sorts of cool stuff, and he left me here. So sad.
Oh, my God. Away on business.
Should I break up with him?
He brings you a little thimble with a Japan photo on it.
The dream.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Brings you back a little top from Japan.
Is he beta?
Yeah, I would say he is a beta male. Mm,
mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's okay. I like them beta.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Do you have a beta history? That's where you go?
Yeah. Guys that are a little bit gay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit gay, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, been there.
How long have you been together?
Like 2 years.
Ooh, fun. Still fresh, yeah. Still tight. Yeah. I like that.
Still tight.
Little bit gay.
Is Chelsea on or are you guys taking
No,
over?
She's here. She's listening.
Here. She's having fun.
This is what Benito and Kate are like, we have to have dinner. And they're like kissing each other's cheeks. And I'm just sitting here. Like it literally
she
is
brought
like,
us, you,
Sam.
It Chelsea literally brought is. Us sugar toast. And we're so, and now I'm getting really excited. I'm getting hopped up on it.
There's not really a topic. We're just chatting. We're excited for the movie that's out on Roku
today.
Now. We're trying to get the... What's the name for Roku fans?
Roku-ligans.
Roku-ligans mm-hmm. going. We're trying to get that going.
Yeah.
Do you know how to use Roku?
So I don't have a Roku TV. Can I still watch
yes.
it?
Yes, you can. Good question.
Yes. Perfect question.
Online. There's some way to do it online.
It's not hard.
It's an app on a TV. You can just get it like any other streaming app.
But if you're like me and you bristle at the thought of downloading an app, I believe you can just stream it right from your desktop computer at home.
I'm the same, though. I have such a conservation policy with downloading apps. Mm. But young people, if you look
you
at their phone.
You guys live in Roku City?
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's beautiful.
Are we in Roku City today?
Yeah.
I hope.
What's yeah.
That? We are? What's like that? The poster?
Yeah, we are.
Oh my, it's where, so I have Roku TV. I love it. It's really easy.
I need
it makes
to
everything
see, actually,
easy. It's like
yeah.
three buttons. It's like those phones that they give to elderly people, yeah, you know, yeah. like Fireflies, where it's like two, you know, 911
like
and like your daughter.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know how Apple TVs, they'll like show, you know, the Sahara Desert or they'll travel you
yeah,
to Shanghai.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like a kind of like artificial, very like Barbie world. And it just goes down the, you know, the block. On
Are there people?
On Sunset. There's not people, I don't think, right? If, I feel like it's all like graphics. It's like fully
it's
animated. And they have like little billboards and mm-hmm. they put like the Roku things
oh,
on
Oh, that's fun.
So we're in
that's
Roku
cute.
City today.
I love that. Mm.
Caller, what's... Yeah. I don't know what to do with the callers today.
So the boyfriend's back from Japan in a week. When's he back?
Yeah, when's he back?
Another week. So he's gone for 2 weeks.
Whoa. Is that kind of fun though? You kind of get this, you know, get your own space or how is that for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just kind of running wild and free without him.
I know.
Yeah, totally.
I love destroying a space. When Terry's gone,
oh yeah,
the house right
shreds.
Now. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, where's Terry?
My bathroom. He's in Mexico.
Oh, he just working. Commented on my
did.
Instagram.
We're in Mexico.
What did he say? Mexico City. Oh, he loves.
The best. Oh, the best.
I've never been.
I want to go.
I've
Let's go.
Times. Let's go.
I've been four times. Four? Let's make
yeah,
five.
I need to go. Let's go.
Let's go to Mexico City because I really want to explore. The food's supposed to be amazing, right?
It's unbelievable.
You know.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous city. I did go to Cabo and I felt like what I saw of it, you know, it's just, it's been kind of infected by like frats.
When did you go?
February. For
I
my
can't imagine.
Bachelorette.
I was there 10 years ago. It was already hell.
It was crazy. I had never seen. Yeah. It was like college spring break.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but. Of course, there's this sargassum now, that seaweed that chokes the coastline, 10 feet deep of seaweed on the coastline.
I think like I had that in the Yucatan.
Really?
That's what that was.
Chelsea, can I give you a Mexican food test?
Sure, go for it.
Okay. Ceviche.
Love. But with the caveat that I only like fish ceviche. I'm not as into like the shrimp ceviche or the scallop ceviche.
Yeah, scallop.
Okay. I don't love
texturally,
scallops.
I prefer the fish.
I had an incredible scallop appetizer special at Horses that was cooked.
Oh,
it's unbelievable. Served it on a beautiful shell. One night only. Loved it, loved it. Was moaning.
Bestia has the most gorgeous scallop in a shell as well, with like a strawberry and a salty component.
Okay.
I'm pro Bestia.
I've been there years ago.
I'm not
ago.
On all fours moaning, begging for a res, but I'll go.
You're not holding yourself open.
No.
I love, what's the one across the street? Damien?
Hearst?
The Mexican. Yeah, Damien Hearst. Is that the Mexican restaurant across the street from Bestia? What's that called? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The Command Knuckles.
Can't even think about it. Fuck.
I don't know it. I don't know it.
Kate doesn't know it.
This is unreleasable. It's like whispering about LA restaurants.
No, fully. Well, yeah. So should we talk about the movie?
Screenshot.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is how I save things.
Very
good. Screenshot, and then my phone has
Chelsea.
No memory.
Kate, what was your favorite day on set?
I was going to say a sarcastic answer of a horrible announcement that was made, but I'm not going to.
Oh, my God. That was right before we did
a
scene.
Yeah, that was one of the... that was crazy.
That was shocking in a lot of ways.
Let's see. Honestly, the lunches... I have to say, Chelsea over here, she takes care of her actors.
Yes, she does.
You know... It's true, because a lot of times, you know, you're on a set, the food situation can be really, really dire. Chelsea got us unbelievable catering every day. Heirloom catering, shout out. Beautiful, huge salads.
Yeah.
Little Gem with radishes and almond crumbles. And
the best salads.
Just really, because that's what you want when you're shooting.
You wanted them after. You were like, I'm going to get these, like, hey, I'm going to have
well,
my
Well, I came over to
catered.
Your house after we wrapped because you had, like, purchased.
You
had too much.
I lost my mind because, they only delivered them in, like, crafty sized tubs. Yeah. And it was like, okay, I have to let this end.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good. Favorite day is tricky.
I loved Girl Couch. There was Girl Couch, which I loved.
So
there was like a back room where we all got ready in the theater.
Myself, Meg, Megan.
Chelsea when she wasn't fully directing the film.
Yeah. I know. I only got I got to peek in on some of the camaraderie, but in terms of our shooting days, I was thinking like doing the press that I've done for this movie. I was in New York for 4 nights or something, and I'm like, could you imagine doing press for a massive film and going internationally? Like, I literally felt like I had no brain. I still don't feel that way.
The junkets.
I fell.
Yeah.
All right. Caller, did you have anything else? Churros. How about churros?
Mm.
Do we like?
I love churros.
Sure, of course.
They're delicious.
Wait, do you like them with, like, sugar or dipped in chocolate, like Spanish
no,
style?
No chocolate for me.
I would do a chocolate dip, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I just love a churro anyway you cut it. Where'd I have a fantastic churro? You know, Salazar, just up the street, they do great churros for dessert.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She sends the link to Salazar. So anytime you have a table ready for me, just, you know, Kate's maneuvering.
I text the manager directly if I need a table.
Every LA restaurant. She's literally like, now this is all becoming clear. She's name dropping every LA restaurant that she wants to curry favor with.
That's
right
her girl.
Now.
And that's our girl.
She'll
already,
be like,
already in there.
As mentioned on CCP.
Want to show you.
Okay, that's good. The good test. Great job. Thank you, caller, so much. Thank you. Benito, do you want to talk a bit about your show that you're developing?
So excited.
Oh, yes.
Or it's ordered. It's not just developing.
It's ordered. Yeah. It's ordered. We're in the writer's room right now. Thank you.
Charlie XCX.
Yes. Yeah, we're in the writer's room right now. It's really exciting. It's like college comedy. It's so fun. It took like 5 years, so I'm like ready to go.
Thank God it happens, because it almost never does.
I think it's, you know what? It feels a little bit like this movie in that it's like, it's just kind of joy. I would say it's like, obviously we're going for big laughs, but it's like, it's got a lot of heart. I'm super excited. And yeah, Charlie doing the music, and we're kind of figuring out the cast pretty soon here. And yeah.
Shout out to Charlie.
Oh my God. Von Dutch video.
Best of last 15 years. And how Brad is this hair?
Oh my God.
I love it. But yeah.
Well, congratulations. Thank you so much. Seriously. Couldn't have happened to a better person.
Shoot this summer, I think. Yeah.
July 4th.
Yeah, right after the 4th of July. I have to get college fit, though.
You already
are.
So I
was at the gym. It's scary. Chelsea made us lose weight for this.
I was on you. No bread.
Very intense.
No bread. What's your favorite healthy meal? You guys are both fit freaks. What's your favorite healthy meal?
I've been really into, if you get the right brand, a Miracle Noodle.
Ooh.
Is that kelp?
Yeah.
I don't really like the kelp one. I like this other one. It's made with something that I'm not sure what it is. But you can do, you know, yeah, you just do like an Asian, like a stir fry with the Miracle Noodle.
It's delicious. I love salmon. Terry knows I love a salmon dry rub. Mm. And Terry is such a good cook. Oh. I really want him to cook for you too, because he really is exceptional at it.
He's an absolute king. Yeah.
He really is a king.
Most gorgeous couple in America.
Seriously, when I stand beside you both, I'm just like, what plane are you in?
See, I think I'm a dog, because next to him, it's like everyone's always like, Terry's so beautiful. And by the third time, you're kind of like, I'm a chode.
Well, that sucks. the two of you together is actually like showstopping. Oh,
thank you so much.
I got to sit across from him at the Chateau Marmont. It was Terry's first time.
Oh, she's crying.
Hey, I remember.
She's crying.
What a gorgeous day. He loves you both so much. He loves this film. He's seen it 4 times.
That's so sweet.
He saw it twice in Santa Barbara. He's like, he's obsessed. This is his movie.
So sweet.
Yeah. And he was at the premiere with us in Tribeca. That was so fun. That was such a fun night.
I can't wait to share some inside jokes with some people, you know, like with when we were editing and stuff like that, there was so many little lines that like, you know, Jay or Jim would quote and stuff. And I'm curious what's going to connect with people.
Yeah.
I've broke so many times in this goddamn film because of you. Brilliant women. Brilliant women. That's what the film's about. My girls were making me break all the fucking time. And they're like, oh yeah, it's joy. I love it. I loved it. I miss girl couch though.
I know.
That, and for anyone who doesn't know, I would go to the men's dressing room, take all my stuff, and walk down to the women's room to change.
That's funny, right? Because they made it segregated.
Yeah. I'd be like, bye, Blake.
Legally, I think, right? It legally has to be that way, probably.
Probably. Yeah. And then I'm just fully like breaking
I'm highlighting.
It. And by the end, no one said it there. They're just like, yeah, Benny, the girls are down there. Yeah. I'm like fully changing.
So cozy.
You guys are all naked. I'm like, hey, morning.
Oh. Rachel.
Hi, sister.
Rachel.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Diva.
Did you love Rachel on Friends? Were you excited about that?
No. She doesn't have the hair. The hair was just too much.
Fair. How are you, Rachel? Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey. Hey. And I don't know. I'm unemployed, and I was just at a coffee shop applying to jobs. So I saw your post and needed to call.
Oh my God. Hell yeah. I wish you well on your job hunt. Do you know my work?
Not really.
Oh, Rachel.
Dude, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get a good sound effect.
It's okay.
You can hang up on her.
I'm niche. I'm not hanging up on her. I'm niche.
I'll do it.
Oh, but I need your opinion on if I should apply to this job.
Okay, what?
It's a cheesemonger apprentice.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
So I feel I need a career change, so.
That's
absolutely.
I'll do that.
That's incredible.
Me and Kate will show up.
Certainly.
At that first
Humboldt
day.
Fog.
A little Humboldt fog with maybe a little
Gouda.
Sweet jam on it.
What's your favorite cheese? Go.
You know what I like? That Brie. One that is La Tour Tam O'Shanter.
Are you serious? We have never been.
I've never been either.
Hot Fudge Sundae.
I will go with you guys anytime.
We're talking about the Sundae.
Okay. Literally, they use almonds, which is a rarity because they're expensive. Roasted almonds.
Mm, the crunch.
Amazing hot fudge.
Well, it's, that, by the way, that's the secret.
That's the key. Of course. So the hot fudge is absolutely perfect. Mm. And then it's crunchy roasted almonds on it, whipped cream, vanilla. It's classic.
Okay, fabulous.
So good.
I love a classic. I love a well-done hot fudge sundae.
So good.
What are some great desserts I've had lately? Basque cheesecake, when done really well.
Where?
Special.
Yeah. Are you Basque too?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're both Spaniards. Yeah, you're both partial Spaniards. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me take a picture.
And I just want to say I love soft serve.
Me too.
I've loved the window. That soft serve.
Oh, I've never had the soft serve. I've never had the soft serve.
Yes. It's crazy. It is insane.
Yeah.
And Mashti Malone's. I am kind of addicted lately.
Really?
They don't do a soft serve?
Like a pistachio?
No, they don't do a soft serve, but they do almost the texture of it. I don't know what they use to make it like, it just has more of like a sticky quality.
It's fabulous. It's cow dung.
Ooh, oh, perfect. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Don't pull that
shit. What are other desserts you love?
Ooh, okay. So, but I was going to say from Mashti's, it's the Malone where it's like that little, it's like the deep fried, almost like it's like
funnel
baklava,
cake.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like funnel cake, baklava.
I haven't had that since high school, truly.
It really is so good. They open one right next to the window.
I know.
And it's delicious. And then I love like a good chocolate cake.
Oh.
And I really like lava, like a true lava cake.
Molten, you know? Center.
Yeah, exactly. Like nasty. It's like kind of wet and
wet
hot.
Wet in the middle. No.
Chelsea, you fucking gooey, girl. Don't make me bust. you know what I mean? Like when it's just fucking hot.
All right. Well, I don't know. This was great, right? Wrap it up.
It was so much
Any
fun.
Any final thoughts? Where's your careers headed? Where are you going to be in your eyes?
The sequel.
Where are you going to be in 5 years?
Good strong latch.
She heard me. I didn't know if that went under the radar. Yeah. A good song. It's listen, breastfeeding shouldn't hurt. If it does, see a lactation consultant.
But even they can't save you, can they?
No, they can. They can help a lot. Anyway, listen, you're both geniuses. What if I start crying? I've been near to tears this whole week, but I really am so grateful to you both for being in my movie. I know, like, you know, actors can say no to anything. And I really think that you're both so funny and so talented. And thanks for doing my movie.
We love you so much. You're the funniest. We love you so much. You're the funniest genius. And I love the shirt, and I can't wait to rewatch the movie. And it was so much fun.
I'm so proud that I made this, and I'm so proud you're in it. And hold on, I'm just gonna type
you
this
did
down.
It.
Thank you for coming out. I'm gonna send you a copy of that.
Okay, great.
Thank you for coming out. That's what my parents said to me.
Thank you for coming out. All right, well, pod's over. 3, 2, 1. Have a great day. Oh, wait, hold on. Everyone has to get in their cars. So what car are you getting into, Benito?
I say the car I drive?
Yeah. No, you're going to say your fantasy car that you're exiting in.
Oh,
my fantasy car. I do think it'd be funny if I didn't care about cars, but I drove like an absolute, like a Lamborghini Murcielago. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Like it's so wide and I can't ever park it. And then I would love to drive a car like that and it's just dinged up.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like it just looks like shit.
A bad paint job.
I've like hit a bunch of things. So wide, so dumb. And then I watched someone with the back of a Tesla had like the butterfly doors.
Mm.
And I was like, wait, but just thinking of those at any place when you're parking around Los Feliz, like of it just hitting a tree and everything on the way up.
That is so embarrassing. Okay. Butterfly doors are so fucking embarrassing.
How could you do that?
Teslas are over. Obviously.
The Cybertrucks.
They're not good cars.
What was the Cybertruck that drove into the Beverly?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what was that?
It's a scam. It's a scam for boys, Tesla. It's crazy. And then girls, of course, went, oh.
If you drove up in the Cybertruck, that would be fabulous.
That would be so funny. Okay, so. Hold on. So Benito's getting into his Lamborghini.
Murcielago, but dinged up and really dumb.
Mar-a-Lago.
Murcielago? I think that's because it's Mar-a-Lago. Is it Mar-a-Lago?
No, that's Trump's. Like,
but I'm now I'm like, yeah, no, but club. Isn't it? It's bat. It's the bat. That's why.
I don't know what it is. But here's Benito. He's
culture.
Walking toward it.
In high heels.
In high
heels.
I wish.
Heels
I
there?
Literally
add
just
heels.
Thought that.
Can we add heels?
I was just like, I need heels. Like click, yeah. click, click, click. Wait, we can do like this.
That's perfect. Sound
and there
engineer
he goes.
Alert. Getting in a wreck. Do you have a crash? Yeah. That's me dying on the way home. I dived to this podcast. Would you release it?
Of course. Yeah, of
But we'd come together to do an intro.
In memoriam, and I'd have Kojak put a bed of sad music under it the whole podcast.
Yeah. Show just got just picked up to series.
Yeah, like we lost him. It was going
to
be big.
Okay, Kate's trotting out toward her car.
I want to get into a 90s Mazda Miata, like a 97.
I pictured a horse black. All of a sudden. Oh. Like just hopping on a horse.
I've done it. Yeah,
yeah, I know you have.
Can you legally ride a horse just down the street? No, probably not. Can you?
I'm going to say no, but I feel like there's probably, you know, around the
hill. Can you imagine if I took generals?
Yeah, in Malibu, you could.
Malibu is horse country.
General, you had like, what is it called? Alcove? Hopping on? Valet? Yeah.
You're tying your horse in front of all time and like Maru.
Maru.
I'd be oh
right
my
there.
God, Maru's oh, so.
I do this coffee with the cream. I haven't
top.
Had it yet.
Cream top. There's a new cream top on the block.
You're supposed to be gone. Your car's gone.
I love you.
Love you
okay,
so
wait.
Much.
Kate's getting into her Mazda Miata. There she goes. And of course, I'm getting into my neon green Hummer and heading out.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.